Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hey, everybody.
Good morning.
We are working it out today. Yes, we are. And, y'all know how it is when you deal with technology.
And the phones want to act up.
It has a mind of its own. And you know what? It's really our fault because we have brand new tripods and we have not opened them up. So we wait on people like Leah and Jazz because we don't have the patience to assemble things.
Gloria a Dios.
We don't have it. Not in that dimension. We have patience with women, though.
Yes.
So
we're kind of blowing a couple other things.
Oh,
good
yeah.
morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning to our Blog Talk Radio listeners. So we want to say good morning, America.
Let us know who's tuning in so we can give a shout out to you.
Yeah.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning, beautiful. And listen, we haven't, Lord, we pulled that door up. We're having issues with our phone being tilted the right way. But it's really our fault. We can't blame nobody but us. Because we just haven't gotten here a day ahead of time to set up the brand new pod for us. So we just want to say good morning. We thank God for who he is. We want to say good morning. Miss Gloria Frank, how are you doing?
Good morning,
beautiful?
Mama Gloria. Ma, I love you. That's my Mama Gloria.
Yes, and look at what my coffee is for.
You want me to get it?
Yeah. And we was here early enough. What is going on? Okay, thanks, Twin. Thank you. So y'all come on in the room, and we want to say welcome to this amazing morning. It's a beautiful day. Isn't it, Laura?
Yes.
It's so incredibly beautiful today, and I just want to sit outside in the yard, sure.
Huh. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning, Brother Daryl.
Good morning, Guadalupe. My sister's tuning in with
Lupe.
Us.
Good morning, Lupe. Good morning to my beautiful sister. Oh,
love y'all.
Yes, we do. And I'm just excited, Laura, about teaching what God is having us to teach today. We could get around to teaching. Y'all know how we do. We get caught up and we'd be like, haven't you read the scripture yet?
Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning, Evelyn. How
from
are
City
you?
Chapel and Mama morning. Gloria. Oh, my God. Mi familia. Love ya.
Growing, growing. Huh,
yes.
So we want to say good morning again. How many times do I say good morning?
Buenos
Mama?
Dias, la familia.
Yeah. So good morning, Mr. Gatti.
Sam. Wow. Just been traveling all over the world, speaking the word of God and let it on his assignment.
Yeah.
We love you, Sam. You're always in my prayers because you know, we know that you're about the Father's business and you're on your assignment, and I'm excited. The joy of the Lord is our strength.
It is.
Just to know that there's warriors being about the kingdom work.
Absolutely.
Kingdom business.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely.
We love you, Sam.
Yes. And Sagante.
Yes.
Sagante wife.
Yes.
Yes. So we just say good morning once again, everyone. And Ms. Gloria says God has the final vote. Yes, he does.
Yes.
So we thank God for that. So
and I love when Mama Sagante plays the harp. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I was just thinking about that, too, Laura. And I don't even have it on the subject, but I'm going to get there, y'all. But anyway, we got a lot of stuff we want to talk about today, and we're so excited about just the transition in the atmosphere.
Yes.
As the people of God, we have to know that we are victorious.
Victoria.
Because he said, it is finished. He said, all of this, the government will be on his shoulders. He said that we are more than conquerors. He said that.
Yes.
But do we believe what he said? You know, so we just have to stand on the promises.
He said we can do all things through God who strengthens us. He said that if he's for us, who could be against us?
Who?
No weapon formed against us will prosper. I mean, man, the promises.
It's like,
oh, my God. The love letters. Wow.
And you know, Laura, I'm laying up to having a sister just because. I'm like, okay, we could talk about those shirts all day, you know what I'm saying? But just the 3,570 that he promised us. That we know of. We know there are quadrillions
more
promises. We're just talking about what we know.
Yes.
And we're so excited about the promise.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, and the Lord said, you know, think on these things.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
and don't be caught up in what the world doing and what ain't what we think should be and what just be about the Father's business.
Yes.
Right.
And everybody that's tuning in, y'all being about the Father's business, joining us live on Facebook, guys. Women, men of God, share the video so that way we can share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's somebody that we're probably the only church they're going to hear or see. And we're sharing the word of God to let people know that there's hope.
Yes.
Right? There's hope in Jesus.
In Jesus Christ.
In Jesus Christ. Amen.
It is.
Amen.
And we thank God for his hope because you know, his mercy is new every morning.
Every morning.
And he, when he showed up on the scene, grace showed up.
Yeah.
So we thank him for his grace, you know.
Yeah.
And be mindful of the things that we are really grateful to do. Good morning, my cousin Anthony Dunbar. Thank you for being such a faithful supporter and always being there to cheer us on, mighty man of God. So we just thank God for you and all of our Facebook familia.
Uh-huh, yes. And let me tell you something about his grace.
Come on.
He created us in the beginning, the first Bible verse, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to the last verse on Revelation 22, verse 21 is the last verse. It says, by his grace, he be with his holy people, which is us.
Yes.
So he created the earth for to be with us by his grace. It's only by his grace that we're going to be able to, or else probably we wouldn't have. And so in between, you know, we got to seek the assignment,
mm-hmm.
the divine appointments for souls. It's ultimately all for souls and for thy will, not our will, what we want, but for his will to be done.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And each one.
Reach one.
Each one, reach one.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
One. That is our assignment.
Yes.
But we know it in the fullness or not, but every day we have an opportunity to, you know, be everything that we can be in the kingdom
mm-hmm.
of God. You know,
yes, and for this is the day
that the Lord has made,
and we're going to rejoice
and be glad.
Woo! Y'all rejoice
with us.
We're
glad about it. We're glad about it. So we got a lot of things to talk about today on this amazing day. Once again, we want to say good morning to our Facebook familia.
Tamara says that we look cute.
Oh, thank you, Tamara. We're going to talk about how cute we are. We're going to talk about the cuteness in the kingdom, okay?
Yes.
And good morning once again to our Blog Talk Radio listeners and to America and to our international listeners that are just always supporting us and giving us your feedback. And even though we have these issues sometimes with the phone line, but it's technology, you know?
Yes.
And we just thank God because Jesus, he is the main line,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
As long as we stay connected on the cross, on the parallel. We all in. Right?
Yes, amen.
So we're just grateful today to be able to come to you with a brand new dimension. And we've been talking about it, but not as much as we're going to be talking about it now.
Yes.
So we're excited about our new amazing studio here at the Mansion on Park Row at the 2706 dimension. And we are so elated that we have a new well, it's not a new show because we're already on Roku TV. We have our own network, our own streaming channel, which is called Kingdom Talk.
You could look us up. We have a couple of videos, right?
Well, about 10.
Yeah.
It's more than videos. It's like interviews.
Interviews.
Show.
It's Kingdom Work.
Yeah, it's the show. Good morning, Fairy
D. Testimonies, Kingdom Work. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah. So.
My granddaughter's always saying, Grandma, go to Roku and put one of the shows. And I'm like, okay.
She wants to see her grandma. Yeah.
And her twin sister, Pastor Maloka, they love my twin sister.
Oh, I love them too. I was just looking at, Lord, before we get into the point of talk, I was just looking at some memories of last year. And when, y'all know, this pandemic has been something else. When the church was full, and I have a picture on there of Lily. I don't know if I was worshiping or bringing the word. I don't know what was going on. But she was, like, right in front of me. Like, just like, she was caught up with me.
Yes,
that's so awesome.
Yes.
How she do that, and to see children
mm-hmm.
have a zeal
yes.
for what's going on in,
yes.
in the church,
in
you
the
know.
Church.
And I just pray that we come back even better than what we left.
Yes.
You know? And that we would have a childlike countenance.
Yes. Unless we become like little children. He said we will not enter.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
So that's just amazing. But we're right now talking about, good morning, Ms. Viola Butler. We're talking about our brand new, it's the new studio. The show is not new because it is Kingdom Talk. And when you look it up, this is our logo. It says Kingdom Talk. We got it on our hats. It says Kingdom Talk.
You see?
Our hats and our shirts, right, Laura?
Yes.
This is our new logo. You got it?
Yes.
So we're wearing these shirts, and these shirts are for retail as well, and the hats. So this is just part of the collection of what we are doing in our apparel shirts.
Yes.
Just kingdom, walking it out and representing the kingdom.
And it's a witness, too. I would say it's a witness. Your shirt, your hat, they ask you, well, why are you into the kingdom? And then you got a man
come
that's
on
like,
now.
Share my testimony.
Come on.
And just share the love of God.
It. Talk about it. You know, we might as well be talking about something.
Yeah.
Not that we're not. But anyway, we have so many things going on this platform. We definitely are at the Mansion Media Studios. Good morning, Ms. Sandy. How you doing? And, this is a platform for a to be featured on definitely the Queendom Talk Show, but in 18 million homes.
Yes.
Weekly, 7 days a week. And you can right now, if you have the Roku TV or a Roku stick, you can go in and stream our channel, which is called Queendom Talk, and you will see the actual show and all the new upcoming shows. And I'm telling you, you might as well join the 13 million to be 13.1, 13.2, 13.3 of the viewers, right, Laura, that's out there. So this is all for the Kingdom Cause. And we do have promotional offers. So if you would like to be on this new platform, this show, you guys connect with us.
Yes.
Let us know that you would love an opportunity to talk about your business, your ministry. Maybe if you have a testimony that can help somebody. That's the biggest part.
Or if you've written a book.
If you are an author, if you are a, if we are a good morning to the Gigi.
We have our
or if you are a musical artist. Remember just when we were at Bronson Media last year, Byron Holton was on the show 2 or 3, maybe 4 years ago.
4 years.
Good morning, beautiful people. And we just thank God for who he is and how he's given us an opportunity to create a platform for people who are really hungry and who's been in the face of God saying, Lord, I just need an opportunity to, you know, illustrate my ministry across the world or across the nation or just, you know, as an author, if you have written a book and you want to get your book, you know, for people to purchase your book all over the world, it can be done. So we just want to say we thank God for our studio, Lord. It's been ready for about 6 months, right?
Yes.
And we have to wait on God. And I'm telling you, God has so much going on in the heavenly, and he has your portion at hand.
Yes.
So all you got to do, like Pastor Ferry say, just reach up and grab it!
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Delma Dali. Papa Jack, how you doing
the
this morning?
Are here.
We are fantastic and even better. Bam! And Miss Brenda, thank you for coming today. We're so excited to.
I love coming. I love seeing y'all.
Good morning.
And y'all, welcome to come be part of our studio audience, too. It's 2700 West
Yes.
10 a.m. every Tuesday morning.
Every Tuesday.
1 hour show. Come on.
And also, if you would like to co-host with me and Laura, you would like to have some time on an international level, because there are people across the world that are listening to the show that would love to hear your testimony or, you know, just whatever you would like to do here on this dimension. So we have so many things going on, Laura.
Yes.
And I'm so grateful.
Yes, and we got a lot of people tuning in today. Cindy Torres.
Good morning, Cindy.
And Judy.
Good morning,
Judy.
Johnson. Good morning, Sandy.
Sandy, wow. Yes. God bless y'all.
And good morning, my cousin Anthony.
La familia.
Good morning, Viola.
Good morning,
and what is good morning, beautiful women of God.
Yes.
She said she have God. Okay.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, guys. Good morning, Viola. So it's been, I cannot wait till we start doing our conferences again.
Me too.
That was the last time I saw Miss Viola. And but you know the sunflower that's in my room downstairs with the bling in the middle?
That's
remember when she was a vendor?
Oh, yeah.
She does the TikTok clocks.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's so amazing. So, yes, Miss Viola, you need to come on the show, ma'am. Come on the Queendom Talk. Talk to the world about your stuff.
Yeah.
So they can know who you are. You can be in 13 million homes. Ma'am, it's just time. And we're just so excited, you know, especially for the people of God. But this platform is for everybody, you know, that's been seeking an opportunity. So, good morning, Laura. And we are ready to do whatever whatever the Holy Spirit says is next. You're kind of quiet today. What's going on?
I'm so relaxed. I'm loving this weather and just coming in early today and just spending some quiet time with God. It's just soothing.
That's that devotion.
It's so soothing and relaxing and so.
Yeah. That's that devotion.
I'm going to stop zoning.
That's what that is.
Yes.
So you, and it's so important, and that's what we're gonna talk about today.
Yes.
Thank you for setting that up, Laura.
We
taught on this on Sunday, but the Holy Spirit said, "Now I want you to talk
on
the radio," because it's so important that we get in a posture of understanding the importance of devotion.
Yeah, and you know what? This morning when I took my granddaughter Angelina to school, every morning we get on, we pray, and we have, and the first thing we say, we thank the Lord. We thank God for, I said, let's thank God for anything that comes to your heart. So we're driving and we're like, thank you for this morning. And then she goes, thank you for the trees. And then I go, thank you for the grass. And then she goes, thank you that we have a home. And then I say, thank you that we have a vehicle. And then she goes, thank you for the teachers. And then thank you. And we're going back and forth and just thanking him for his love, for health, for, you know, and we couldn't even run out of things to thank him for because there's so much to thank, be grateful and thankful for. And she was just, you know, excited, just going along, you know, back and forth. And I thought that was pretty awesome that we just got to be grateful and thankful and just love him. And then first and foremost, we were like, thankful that we have hope in, and she said, in the Bible. Yes, and God's love letters, which is fire.
Yes.
And so anyway, so that's how me and her start our morning every morning.
That's beautiful, Laura. That's beautiful. And, you know, God is so awesome, Bob. And I know people be like, you just did not say that to God. I'm like, oh, yes, I did. Because that's what he is to me. And that's where the liquid love comes from. And all of this comes together. So much love. You really can't explain it. That's not even the depth of it.
And what really blesses me when she says, thank you for passing my love, my Lily, too. Thank you for passing my love. Thank you for the house of glory. Thank you for the blue church, which is Bishop Amen. Thank you for, you know, and it's just.
That's
such a blessing. Just
I'm sure glad.
Thank the Lord for everything.
Sure they got be on their lips, top of the Jesus.
Yes.
Because, that is so, and you know, it's so genuine.
Yes.
And it's like no hidden agenda. It's just real, like, love. And please, God, help her. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Yes. That's why I'm so fabulous. Because when you really realize the depth of, you have children that are humbly talking to the Lord on your behalf.
And then, at times they were persistent about, can you make a video so I can send it to Pastor Mo?
They do. They do.
And I start saving and send it to her, right?
Yes. And it so blesses my socks off. And sometimes I don't even have socks on. America. And I get that too, Laura, from children. I just love kids. And but I'm real stern with them now.
Yeah.
But I love them.
Yeah.
And Miss Jan, one of the ladies that works here, that's been with me for like almost, 15, 16 years. Her little granddaughter, her name is Emily, and she has to come here to see Miss Jan. This is what I love. This is how she captivated my attention. She says, Mama, Ma is what she calls me. Not Grandma, but Ma. How's your brown friend? And that just so blessed me because I'm really not black. My hair black. I'm not black. And I thought, this kid really sees me for who I am.
Yes.
This is so awesome because I am brown and chocolate and all of that, and I'm not black. Hello, that's what the world say I am, but I'm real chocolate. Okay, so she captivated my attention.
Yes.
When she did that years ago. So I saw her about maybe 3 weeks ago. And when she came into the salon, I saw her peeking around the corner. I was like, hi, Emily. And she was like, and then she ran off. But when she ran off, she went into her grandmother's room to write me a letter. It's in my wallet right now. I carry it everywhere I go. And she just told me how much, you know, because we haven't seen each other since the pandemic. You know, all of us have, like, not been able to see each other. And she said, I just want you to know that I missed you so much, and I'm so glad to see you, and just I love you. That was so powerful. And you should see it, Laura. But I got to show y'all. I'm not playing.
I love y'all
because this note is, first of all, I don't know how she found the thing to write it.
But it's so encouraging, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so encouraging when
you have. It better be in here. I'm going to be upset if it ain't in here. Okay. I think I took it out and showed it to Amber the other day. Yeah, but anyway, America, I'm going to show y'all next week when I find it because I can't spend too much time on it. Because the note is real small, so I really got to look for it. But I do. It's a small little sticky note, and it's a purple little thing. And it's a letter on the small note. And I thought only a baby who has a heartbeat for the patients to do that, because I would have just said hi on that little note. She wrote this whole letter to me. It was so powerful. But I just thank God for that because that, you know, that reminds me of what the word says about us. This is how God wants to see us.
Yeah.
You know, like the little children.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why he says we have to come like that, with that countenance, and because we are his children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to just love people and don't worry about the color. Don't worry about the size. Don't worry about nothing but love. And then don't be afraid to express it.
Yes. Everything.
Yes.
Everything and anything.
Telling Mama Dali that so many people are afraid of love. And I'm like, I don't get it because God is love.
Yeah.
And then there's another thing that I don't understand, like the word says, how are you going to talk about how much you love God and you don't like the person sitting next to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't love that person, but you love God that you ain't never seen.
Mm-hmm.
This just don't make sense, you
yeah.
know. So I just pray that a prodigal, what is the word I want to say, like the prodigal when he came to himself, I pray that that spirit inhabits the earth. We
yes.
need to come to ourselves.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And understand that love covers a multitude. And it's the greatest thing of all. The Bible continues to tell us about
yes.
love. And then most importantly, it tells us that God is love.
Yes.
But we're not going to be able to function at that capacity until we get in a posture of devotion.
Mm-hmm.
And learn how important it is, because that's how we hear God.
Yes.
We get in his face. We seek him.
Yes.
We thank him. We just give everything we have at that very moment back to him,
mm-hmm.
because it belongs to him. But
yes.
we wake up in the morning, it's got to be about us. No. It's got to be about the one who gave us breath at this
yes.
very moment,
yes.
who made death behave on our behalf.
Yes.
Because, you know, most people say tomorrow not promised, but it is. Jesus coming. We're going with him forever.
Yeah.
So we live forever
yeah,
and ever
right.
and ever.
Yes.
So that's a reality, but I mean, we just need to come to ourselves. So I'm going to let you talk about it a little bit more.
Yes. God is good. And wow, I'm just looking forward for the greater things in him. And y'all know I have a passion for just sharing Jesus with people and trusting him. And the more you allow him to, into your heart, which is
Hallelujah.
Your mind, through his word, the more you learn to trust him. You have to
Hallelujah.
Trust him, and it's a daily walk, growth, and it's so beautiful about him that he has a sense of humor, and
Good
what's
time.
Beautiful about him that he shows new revelations
every day,
and he always, like, every time I meet new people, like new brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I'm just so wow, like I feel like I am the richest woman in the
world. You are.
Because the people that he's been lately connecting me with and the ones that I'm already connected with and how we're just sharing his love together and
yeah.
how he's using each one. And we're all learning from each other. And I just thank him for that. I couldn't even ask for more other than more of him, you know. But I feel like I don't need nothing, just more of him. But anything he wants to release and bless me to be a blessing,
right.
I'm open, but more him.
It is. And, you know, as we're talking about devotion, listen, it's about starting your day, what
yeah.
we're talking about, with God and giving it back,
yeah.
directly back to him. As soon as you start your day, you just get in a posture. It's just, you know, one of the things that I've always said in my heart is, I have to say good morning to God as if I was saying good morning to Miss Brenda. Good morning, Miss Brenda.
Yeah.
I say, good morning, Lord, you know. And I just want you to know that I love you, and you are this, you're that. Everything I feel that he is
yes.
for me. So that's a posture you begin, and then I go into worship, and then, you know, you just get in the place, and you're just, and that's when you know I'm sold out. I can just stay here the rest of the day. And then, you know, but when we do that, we do it in a most honorable, sincere way.
Yes.
You know, because God is the God of the heart. He knows your heart.
Yes.
Because devotion is so important, America. Because it is the ultimate listening
yes.
as we exalt
mm-hmm.
our heart into a place of intimacy.
Yes.
See, that's that place right there, when you get there, you're just opening yourself up in the spirit saying, Lord, come into me and see everything that is not of you. Can you take that out of me?
Yes.
You know, because the struggle is real when we try to do it. But when God comes in and gets involved, and that's a place of deliverance and healing, and, you know, all of those
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
God can, he will come in and do it, but we got to invite him in.
Yes. Yes. And when you have your walk with him grows, because it does grow,
mm-hmm.
as you continue to read the word and spend time with him, you learn to trust him and his word. And like me in the beginning, I used to go ask everybody, saying, what should I do? You know what I mean? Which is okay if you do it sometimes. But now I'm in a place with God that unless he speaks to me first, I talk to him, then he speaks to me back. I don't have to call 10 people, because I've had people call me and say, oh, I'm going through this in my marriage. Should I divorce? And I'm like, oh, my God, wait a minute. Hold up. The word says this, but it's between you and God. You have
right.
to talk to God. That's something I can't,
right.
you know what I mean? And it's between you and God, and God has to reveal to you. But God hates with divorce. I know that. But, you know, but when you grow in the word of God, you start
spending time with him, he will give you the answer. This is the answer to everything. I don't know everything, y'all, but like I said, I might let you down. People might let you down. The church might let you down, but not Jesus. That's why I would say, well, you know what? Go through his word, because I'll probably let you down, and I don't want to give you advice that it's not of God, you know? So go through the word. I'm just saying. And then as you read the word, I'm telling you, as you spend time with God, you will know that you know in your nora, like Mama Susan says, that he's speaking to you, and you don't know what to do.
Yeah, and you will. And that's why we're going to read Psalm 46 and 10.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
That's where, and you can drop the mic and run around now.
Yes.
Oh, there we're on this one.
It's so good. Yes.
God's love letters, which is
fire.
La palabra de Dios que
lumbre es fuego.
Holy Spirit, I
yes,
pray
God.
That you prepare the hearts for the people that are tuning in and
thank
watching
you,
right now. I thank you for our audience. I thank you for my twin sister, Father. And I pray that your word will continue to come forth in our hearts, in our mind, in our souls.
Yeah, Lord.
And that it will manifest when we continue to trust you and let you lead us and guide us, Father, because it's for thy will to be done.
Yeah,
it's for your glory, Father. In the name of Jesus, the name of all names, we pray.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen.
Y la palabra de Dios en Salmo dice,
Vamos
a Salmo 46, verso 10. And I'm going to read 10 and 11. 10 y 11. Dice, quédese quieto y sepan que yo soy Dios. Toda nación me honrará.
Come on now.
Seré honrado en el mundo entero. En el mundo entero. El Señor de los ejércitos celestiales está entre nosotros. El Dios de Israel es nuestra fortaleza. ¡Woo! ¡Gloria a Dios! ¡Woo! ¡Aleluya!
Okay. Here we go. Here we go, America. Let me break it down to the NIV. Okay. Psalms 46 and 10 says, be still and know that I am God, even in this hour, because there's a whole lot of confusion in the world, because ain't nobody trying to sit down nowhere. And then what God is saying, he said, I will be honored by every nation. What part of that?
Every.
Okay. And I will be honored throughout the world. All we
the
got to
whole
do
world.
Is be still. See, the thing about being still is that's when you can hear in your spirit, man. Okay, because God is a spirit, and those that worship him, have a conversation with him, be grateful for him, we got to be that in the spirit, because that's how he communicates with us. And it says that we must worship him, celebrate him,
mm-hmm.
be grateful to him in spirit and in truth. So when we try to do it in the natural mind and in the natural heart, that's why we don't hear him, because he's not a natural God. He's a spirit. And you are spirit too. I'm telling you, we're spirit before we are flesh. And the Lord had to house us in these bodies so we could be here legally.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine all of us flying around for spirit? We'll be no earthly good. We might as well go ahead and take flight and be in the heaven, right?
Mm-hmm.
More realistically. But listen, when you get in a posture to be still, that was kind of one of the hardest places for me to get into, because I like to talk.
Me too.
Yeah. Okay. So it takes people that love you to say, can you be quiet sometimes? And then you got to be mature enough to not be mad at the people and create more fire.
Yeah.
And add more, you know, it's like lighting a lighter. Hitting the wood. You like more kindle. And the tongue, I would tell us, y'all come to the House of Glory on Tuesdays and get in James. I think they're in the book, chapter 3, where it's talking about taming the tongue and how it's a, you know, that's a small thing, but that's not a fire. So that's how we get into warfare with the spirit and the man and the natural man.
Mm-hmm.
But when we be still and know, we hear God and we hear him clearly. And people be like, what are you doing? How do you hear God? How do you do? I've learned to be quiet.
Yeah.
So that's what the Bible tells us in 46
and
10.
And that helped me a lot when I took the teaching with City Chapel with our spiritual mama Moya, and she taught us
how to keep it shut.
Mm-hmm. We did it two times, that teaching. I think we did it the third time, but every time Woo, talk about getting convicted and disciplined and corrected. That teaching right there really showed me where I needed to be disciplined and corrected. And still, okay, I have not arrived, but God is doing great things. Yeah, I'm transparent, y'all, but I've come a long way because I always have to quote a Bible verse and tell them how it is and how wrong they are instead of letting the Holy Spirit
come on.
But now I just take it to prayer.
Yeah.
I just go, you know,
and trust him.
And trust him.
Yeah. Because if he said it, it will come to pass.
Yeah.
But it will be in his time.
In his time.
We want it to be when we want it, like these little 3-year-old children. Now, God said come as a child, but not like the whiny children.
Not brats.
Yeah.
Not to be brats.
Yes. But, you know, this is so powerful that when you think about it, and the simplicity of this word is so simple, but so powerful.
Yes.
God is not playing with us. Give someone to sit down.
Yes.
And it starts with me first. It's, you know, as we're leaders, you know, it starts with the head. You know, it starts with the home. You can't have a chaotic home and go try to preach in the church. Who does that?
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a chaotic home and try to teach people on over the radio or over the talk show if your mind and your heart ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and God knows that. We can go in them houses and lock up and try to hide, but God see everything.
Yeah, and something personal that I've been learning with God is like, even when, let's say your children or friends are wrong, even when they're wrong and they still not where you at and they don't see,
mm-hmm.
God's telling me, I'm not saying agree with them,
mm-hmm.
but let the Holy Spirit do the work and just pray for them and don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Give it to God. And God has a way of bringing people in their path or somehow just revealing to them or speaking to them. And it's a process. Pastor Marlo, that's in the part of being still and just trusting him and letting go and letting God, you know, manifest and because he's God Almighty, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, he knows, he sees, he everything, you know. So I just thank him for that, for his stuff. That's why I've been telling my kids, you know, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. It's the very first verse, and the last one on Revelation 22 verse 21 is the last scripture. By his grace be with his holy people, which is us. It's by his grace he's going to be with us. So he created us to be with us. But in between, we got to seek the assignment, the calling. He foreknew us before we were in our mother's womb. So he knew that he had a calling for each one, because each one reached one, and each one of us have talents and gifts, you know, to share, to be obedient and be about the Father's business. Because it's all about queendom. You see the
come on now.
queendom talk.
Come on now.
Queendom show. You know, queendom work, you know, for his glory. It's all for his glory. Because if we don't have him, we don't have the Holy Spirit, and we're not doing it by the Holy Spirit, it's irrelevant.
But we're just doing what we want to do.
Yes, but if we're being obedient and there's discipline, there's correction. He teach you. He, like I said, I'm a student, and I thank everybody. I thank God. I thank Pastor Marlo for allowing me and giving me the opportunity to continue to read the word in Spanish as I'm getting better, you know, in reading it and understanding it, you know. And I'm going to be a student, Pastor Marlo, and God teaches me every day. He corrects me every day, and I'm wrong. And there's times that I tell my family, you know, I was wrong, and they look at me, and I say, you know what, I love you, and I disagree, but I love you, and I'm, you're in God's hand. And they're, like, looking at me like, wow, you know, like, because I was wondering what was always – screaming, you know, and I've gotten much better, Pastor Marlo.
<Like, laughs> You said Jesus in you? Wow. I'm not trying to get to know that Jesus. Okay. So we got to be careful. We do. We have to be mindful, you know, and that's why it's good to be quiet, you know.
Yeah.
One thing that Brother David always trip out on me about when he's talking about something that's going on, I just want to be quiet. He'd be like, you're not receiving. I was like, yeah. I'm receiving it. I'm just checking it out. Okay? And I'm checking it out. And then what's for me, I'm going to keep it. And what ain't, I'm putting it in the church. Okay? So you got to know. Y'all know the saying, no one to hold and no one to fold. You got to know. You got to know. So, but that's the maturity. Because, you know, with two people going back and forth, ain't nobody hearing nothing. It's just a big bunch of noise. You know how the Lord talks to us in the scripture? He talks about the clinging cymbals. That's what we sound like today. Cling-a-ling-a-ling, bling-bling. It's like a worship team with no order. No,
everybody.
No flow. Cling-a-ling-a-ling, bling-bling. Lord, know, we got to be mindful. We got to learn how to keep the shut, Lord. We got to learn how to be still, be quiet, get in a place. And I mean, some people work at night. They get up in the, you know, they before they go to bed. So when they get up in the afternoon, that's their morning. You know, so whenever your time is, you know, the word of God says, seek me early, early in the morning. So wherever your morning is, seek him. Because here's the deal. Most of the time you hear people say, Lord, I've already read the second Peter. We're going to read that in just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Many people, I hear them. They say, I'm waiting on God. Wow. But in all actuality, God is waiting on you. Because I'm telling you, he wrote the end before he wrote the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
He already know what's going to happen. He waits, you know, he's in eternity waiting
mm-hmm.
for us to come and meet him, because that's where we came from
mm-hmm.
and that's where we're going back to. Is to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to break it down in 2 Peter 3 and 9 today.
God's love letters, which is
fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo,
thank
sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Y vamos a ir a 2 Pedro, capítulo 3, verso 9.
Yeah.
And God's word say, la palabra de Dios dice, en realidad, no es que el Señor sea lento para cumplir su promesa, como algunos piensan. Al contrario, es paciente por amor a ustedes.
Come on now.
No quiere que nadie sea destruido. Quiere que todos se arrepientan.
Thank you.
Gloria a Dios.
And the word of the Lord reads, the Lord is not slack, which means hashtag ain't nothing about God's slow, okay? Concerning his promises. Now, I can tell you about 3,573 of them. And radically, I hold on to them every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the deal about the promises. They're not going to manifest until God says time.
Mm-hmm.
For them to manifest, because we gotta get our mind right, we gotta get our hearts right, we gotta get our stewardship right. We have to be able to steward a twin before he can be your twin.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be ready to steward that person, or a new mom, or a new dad, or a new friend, or a new car, a new home. You got to be ready to steward it. So I beseech you, we're gonna move on, but I beseech you to, you know, get prioritize our petitions with God. Because we asking and begging and pleading God to give us stuff that we can't even handle on the level we handle it right now. And then this is what causes confusion in the spiritual realm, because we get mad at God because you're looking around at the other people who is manifesting in their lives. You don't know their story. You don't know what it took for them to get to where they're at, to handle where they the capacity, because you got to be able to steward that. You got to steward your relationship. You got to steward God, too. We have to make sure that we have a heart of devotion to get in his face and let him rebuke us. Boy, the minute you rebuke somebody, they gone. They going to look for another church because don't nobody want to be corrected, especially as leaders. We have to say, whatever God is saying, that's what I'm doing, because I tried it my way like Frank Sinatra, and it did not last long. It really did.
Yeah.
But anything that comes from God, which are his promises, they are yea and amen. And they last forever, because it says, as some of us, we count it slackness, like, you know what, God, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you, and you haven't manifested, and I ask you a lot. That's the mindset we have toward God. Instead of saying, send me, like Papa Jack, the meek will inherit the earth. Hello? So I got to be around the meek people. Because God always said what he said. That's a promise. That the meek will inherit the earth.
Yes.
So where's the Papa Jackson, the Jasmine at? Because those are the meekest people I know. I'm sure it's a whole lot more. But if you know them, you better stay close to them. Because that's what the word of God says.
Yes.
Look at Papa Dolly.
It's true.
Yes. So we have to take God at face value at what he tells us. Because if we don't believe what he's saying, what are you believing? You either for God or you against him.
Yeah.
And you may not even know that you're against him. You're just not believing what he has for you.
Yeah.
Because it says here, he's not slack. He's not slow. He's an on-time God.
Yes. His timing is
perfect. Yes. And he have you in mind.
Yes.
But what we do is we act like some little bratty children and we get to having fits. I think about my skyscraper. I don't think she do that no more. Praise you, Lord. But she used to, like, when you tell her no, she would, like, be bolting down. I'm looking at her like, what is she doing? Because you tell her no. But we act like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know that
I was the spirit. God said no. Or he say not yet. Oh, you're not mature enough,
yeah.
You know?
You'd be like, I'm not to calm down. Yeah. Be patient with me. Just like I was patient with you, you got to be patient, you know?
But like the word, read it for yourself in 2 Peter 3:9. It says, but it's long-suffering. Don't nobody want to wait on it.
Woo!
Don't nobody want to wait on it. There is a waiting on God because you're waiting for his presence, but there's also getting in his presence quickly and then waiting to hear from him.
Yeah.
But he's just waiting on you to line up and be real quiet. Your body might be still, but your spirit is still doing all of that. And remember, God is the spirit. So he's just waiting on, to get us in check so that he can love on us and give us the things that he says he will and that we could have. But we have, it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, Laura, how we say check yourself
before
you wreck yourself. It's so serious. And God is not, this word, is, I'm telling you, we have to take it at face value. Everything that God tells us, because he has our best interest at heart. That's what Jeremiah 29:11 says. He says, for I know the thoughts, which means he's thinking about you because he created you. You came out of his mind. So he's always thinking of you. And then some translations say, for I know the plan that I have for you. But what we do is we want our plan. But God's plan, he says, to give you a future and a hope. And God is hope.
Yeah.
He is, and we have a great future plan. But what we don't get in the face of the planner. We don't check with him. We check with the other people. Like Laura said, she used to go ask other people, what you think? What I should, don't do that.
Yeah.
That's a big fat crunch, you know.
Yeah.
Get in the face of God, and then if he wants you to talk to those people, he's going to line that up,
yeah.
And it's going to be at the right time, and yeah. Everybody's going to have the right heart,
yeah.
And then you go up together. Because
yeah.
When people really care about you and have your best interest
yeah.
at heart, they're going to see it to the end.
Yeah.
They're not going to give up on you, walk away. Y'all know how that goes. That's another subject for
yeah.
another day.
Yeah.
But but we have to know that it is long-suffering to us, work, not willing that any should perish. Come on now. But that all should come unto repentance.
Yeah.
So we got to get in a posture to say, Lord, you know, like David, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me because
yeah.
I'm tripping.
Yeah.
I need your help.
Yeah.
And then he comes in and he takes the burden.
Yeah.
Doesn't
yes.
he, Laura?
Yes. It, like he did this. I want to share on Sunday service.
Okay.
Like, you know, what God was, you know, wow. When I see how God brings us all together at the House of Glory and many other places.
Right.
But like this Sunday, how he used Tim to read the scripture. You allowed Tim.
Oh, absolutely.
And then Mama... Dalis brought in the word where God spoke to her, and you were like, because there's freedom
it is.
In the House of Glory, and she shared the word of scripture and how, you know, then Mama Ferris, you know, she Barry, she shared the word, and how we all of us come together, and then they brought a guest, Miss
Brenda.
There was we had a special guest for the first time this Sunday, and to me that day. That I struggled to get up at Pastor
Marlowe
just to see Mama Brenda
yeah.
weeping because
right.
God touched her spirit.
Yeah.
It was like, God, I'm glad that I was obedient and I was not lazy and not getting up because I was fighting the flesh, y'all. I didn't want to get up. But not by power, by his spirit, he woke me up. And I believe that whole day right there, it was all for her.
It was
all God doing it through all of us.
Right.
So as she was struggling with the sickness that she's healed from,
hallelujah.
And this operation that she's praying for God's healing, which is done. But just to come and hear the encouragement
right.
of God's
right.
word through all of us there this Sunday morning.
Right.
Every one of us, God used all of us. And as we pray for her, and then she asked for prayer, she goes, I just want you to pray. And we pray, it's almost like when I saw her, like, she came in with heaviness.
Right.
But when she left,
she was leaping.
It's like, she was rejoicing.
Yeah.
She had hope. She was smiling because we all came together. And we were all sensitive to the Holy
right.
Spirit to change his word. you know, and then let the Holy Spirit do the work,
that's
you
it.
Know,
that's
and
it.
And with me, heart, you know, because I say, God, have your way, let your will, let be the divine appointment. And I believe that was a divine appointment for her. And how God used Mama T and
oh,
Barry.
Everybody.
You know, that's what I'm saying. Every one of us that
yeah.
was there.
And Leah.
And Leah. You know, it was just like.
It was powerful.
Yeah.
And what it reminded me of was like in the spirit, but also, you know, looking at it in the natural. It reminded me of putting a recipe together. You know how when you bake a cake from scratch? Okay. This way, I'm just telling you, this is the way the Holy Spirit showed it to me. So as you put in a pinch of salt, you know, you put in the baking soda, whatever, 4 for 2. That was the ingredients of the way the Holy Spirit began to pour in the antidote for this amazing woman of God to come in and hear God and have everything. And by the time it got to bringing the word, they had already preached what was on the paper. I was like, this is so incredible.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
just a little hint there and a little hint there of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. But mainly of the obedience.
And what God was telling all of us, just to go deeper.
Yeah.
You know, even her.
Come
even
on
her
now.
Coming there.
Oh, my
God.
God
is like, come in deeper with me, you know. But I just love it how when she left, like, we never leave the same. When we leave the house of glory. And God's like that wherever you go, if you're just sensitive and allow him to use you. He's just looking for vessels and mouthpiece through his word, first and foremost.
Come on now.
And I just... Sunday was a powerful day.
Yeah.
Each
powerful.
One, reach one. And I'm telling you, I'm just glad that I've had to tell the flesh to shut up, you know, get up.
And I think that's what the world's struggling with right now because of this last 6 months of us being on the shut in, you know, of allowing ourselves to be shut in because I ain't been on no shut in.
No.
Not one time. Okay. Because we got life to live and we got things to do for the kingdom, you know. If God is for us, like Laura and I say, we call each other, who can be against us?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to know that now there is a place that we have to use wisdom in this hour. And we do.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have, like Laura say, be sensitive and hear what God is saying to you. We can't just shut down on the kingdom.
Yeah.
Because the kingdom ain't shut down on us.
Yeah.
Right, Laura?
And the enemy, he ain't shutting down.
He sure not.
He's looking who he could devour.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Kill and destroy. And that's when we come in as warriors say, what? Wait a minute.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
No, I don't think so. You know, and that's where God's looking for vessels.
Yeah.
Just willing vessels to be a mouthpiece, to be blessed, to be a blessing, to be an encouragement, which there's a lot needed right now with everything that's going on. We need to rise up.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And rise up like we've never rose up before because if we are going to believe what the word of God says, that we are more than conquerors, that we will come out, we are already victorious because he went to the cross 2,000 years ago and said, it is finished.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to stand on the finished works of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to still be about the souls, you know, being about the Father's business. Let your light so shine before men so they may see your good work and glorify the Father in heaven.
Yeah.
So you don't need to be glorified, but that's the issue. Everybody want to be glorified instead of glorifying, letting God get the glory.
Because
the things, that's why I love it when God show up supernaturally, especially on my behalf. And because people already know that I don't have $1 million to run $1 million media, but he sent $1 million media to me. Hello! I cannot stress that because, listen, but it takes people that tap into the vision of the kingdom.
Yeah.
Not so much my vision, I'm just stewarding the vision.
Yeah.
But it's the vision of Christ. When people say, hold up, I'm about tired of this. This happened for real. It's the truth. I'm about tired of this, and I'm going to go over here and get these people. And just the obedience of that amazing woman of God, and the manifestation is now a multi-million-dollar media company will be hanging out with us, taking us to the next level because everybody got to do what God says. Everybody. I don't care who it is. It could be the king of Aruba.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the king of kings. He may be a king in the earth, but he's not the king of kings and the Lord of lords.
Mm-hmm.
We all have to surrender.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We all
Amen.
Do. You know, so we might as well get in a posture of saying, you know, not my will, Lord, but your will.
Mm-hmm.
And when you learn that and know that he has our best interests at heart,
mm-hmm.
he has the greater things for us, that's
mm-hmm.
when you tap in and say, I want everything that God has for me.
Amen.
And when
Amen.
Do you want it? You should want it now.
Yes.
Right now.
Right now. Now.
Because Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hope for, and the evidence of not seen. So if you're looking in your bank account to build a castle, you might as well go sit down, because that's not happening. But God's word is so true, and that's why we're going to go to 1 Corinthians more.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to 1 Corinthians 1, 4 through 9. And this is how we're going to drop the mic and close it out on what thus says the Lord this morning. 1 Corinthians 1, 4 through 9. Hallelujah. This sure is some good words.
Woo.
Come on now.
And as we give you the scriptures, you write them down and go study them for yourself.
Yes.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 1.
1, 4 through 9.
4 through 9. And I got to highlight it.
Just highlight it, Mama.
Because you know my.
Thank you, Lord.
4 through 9.
Okay. And we just thank you guys so much for tuning in and standing in the gap with us. You ready?
Yes. God's love letters, which is fire.
Fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y en 1 Corintios 1, verso 4 al 9. 4 to 9, right?
Yeah, 4 to 9.
Dice, siempre doy gracias a mi Dios por ustedes y por los dones inmerecidos que les dio ahora que pretensen a Cristo Jesús. Por medio del Dios ha enriquecido la iglesia de ustedes en todo sentido con toda elocuencia y todo el conocimiento que tienen. Eso confirma que es la verdad lo que les dije acerca de Cristo. Ahora tienen todos los dones espirituales que necesitan mientras esperan con anhelo el regreso de nuestro Señor Jesucristo. Él los mantendrá firmes hasta el final para que estén libres de toda culpa. De toda culpa, el día que nuestro Señor Jesucristo vuelva, Dios lo hará porque Él es fiel para hacer lo que dice y lo que invitado a que tenga comunión con su Hijo Jesucristo, nuestro Señor.
Thank
gloria
you,
a Dios.
Lord.
El que tenga comunión. Gloria a Dios.
Thank you for your obedience,
yes.
Lord. And the word of the Lord in 1 Corinthians 1, 4 through 9 reads, I always thank my God for you and for your gracious gifts he has given you. Now that you belong to Christ Jesus, through him, God has enriched your church in every way with all of your eloquent words and all of your knowledge. This confirms that which I told you about Christ is true. Now you have many spiritual gifts you need as you eagerly wait for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will keep you strong to the end so that you will be free from all blame on the day when our Lord Jesus Christ returns. God will do this, for he is faithful to do what he said, and he has invited you into partnership with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. That is so powerful.
Woo!
I know that's a lot, but you got to read it all to hear what he's really saying to you. And here it is, America, the bottom line. God is really, he is so faithful. He says here in his word that he will keep his promise until the end. But here's,
he's
you know what?
He's inviting you for the partnership.
Come on. That's
what's
happening.
That's
what's happening. But you know what we don't do? We don't keep our promises. So that's the partnership part.
Mm-hmm.
How you going to have a partner in the natural and then they make the investment and you don't invest but you still want to be a partner? That don't even work. That's like ham with no burger and Kool-Aid with no sugar. And we just keep it real, America. Okay, so this took me back to a natural promise I made one time to God. And yeah, I'm just going to tell you like it is. The Holy Spirit said, reveal yourself. Okay, I remember one time I got drunk. Yeah, I did.
Been there, done that. Okay. Come on.
And you know, you get so sick, right? God just reminded me of that. He said, I want you to tell it. I was like, okay, Lord. So I was so sick. I mean, I was like sick. because, you know, I'd never done that. And I got sick, and I made a promise to God. Y'all know how we do that? Don't be acting like y'all don't know. Okay,
never
so.
Never again.
Yeah, I said, Lord, I'm crying out to the Lord. If you just make me feel better, I will never do this again. Did I do that again? I probably did. So, the Holy Spirit just reminded me, and this probably happened 30, 40 years ago. I was a teenager, but I remember doing that, and the Holy Spirit just, you know, he said he'll bring all things back to your remembrance.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so he reminded me of that promise I made, and I'm sure I failed the promise. And we do that, no matter how small or how big,
yes.
But we have a mindset to expect God to keep his promise.
Yes.
We fall out of partnership with him.
And he does bring you remembrance. Because this Sunday he brought me remembrance when I was complaining about getting up. He was like, what? And back in the days when you go home changing from the club and you go to the work, and I'll be hurting, y'all, yuck, yeah, because I was dancing and acting crazy all night. And you would get up and go, and now this morning you're complaining that you're hurting, you don't want to get up. So he brought remembrance.
Yeah, he'll do it.
And I said, ooh, that's when I, right away, the Spirit just like, oh, no, get up.
Tell us part how he reminded you. You say you saw that.
Uh-huh. And then he said, wait a minute, hold on. You say you saw that. And then that's when really I jumped off the bed.
Yeah, we gotta stop it, I say. And we gotta get really serious, but that's a place of devotion.
Yeah.
When you get up in the morning, I beseech you to really get in the face of God and seek his face, seek his instruction.
And whatever was hurting went away. He healed me. My body was hurting. And when I got here and then when I left, never the same.
Because of your obedience.
I'm like, oh, I feel good. What? Yes. I got energy.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah, we have to remember, America, that God, you know, he so loved the world that he gave his only son so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. We could have healing because he said by his stripes we are healed, you know, and by his body was broken for that we might have everything that he said that we could have, you know, so but we take so much of what he did for us for granted. You know, it's like going to the bank. If you make a deposit, don't you expect to get a withdrawal? Yes. So God has made a deposit in our lives through his son, Jesus Christ, so that we can have freedom to worship on Sundays, to go to church. And then now don't nobody want to go to church because they say, well, I don't want to get the virus. I'm not going to touch too much on that, but okay. It's all about partnership.
But they go everywhere else.
Yeah.
And I can see you at the wall, the other Walmart, not the big one, but the little one.
And I can see you at Family Dollar. Okay. But I didn't see you at the House of Glory or no other house. Okay, it's been 7 months. Hello. So come on, wear your mask and get in. And people do what they want to do, but I just got to be obedient and talk about what God's talking about because He is, you know, He tells us not to forsake ourselves. Yeah. Don't forsake the assembling. That means that we have dunamis power when we come together, and heaven opens up on our behalf.
Yeah.
It does, but I don't know about y'all, but I want heaven to open up on my behalf.
Yeah.
I do, and I get in the face of God, and I mean, listen, we wear masks. We do that because the Dr. Fauci is telling us. Yeah, he's the leading doctor, but anyway, that's all the doctors and just your common sense. Wear your mask.
Yeah.
Right, Laura?
Just being obedient.
Yeah. Listen, but we just want to encourage you guys to get up, rise up, and get in the house of God, you know, and be a blessing. Most people come, they want a blessing, but you're going to be a blessing.
Yes.
You know, and the churches still have to, where y'all going to go after everything, the dust settles? If y'all want a church to go to, you still got to support the house of God. You got to send in your tithes and offerings because the church still have to pay bills, electric bills, water bills, gas bills, and rent. Come on now, and we just have to get in the face of God's people and be real, be transparent. Because you think you're going to come back tonight. And then when you won't come back to church, it may not be one.
Mm-hmm.
It just may not. But then God is faithful.
Mm-hmm.
He said it in his word. And then he talks about the gifts that he give us. And we sit down on them. And we play with them. And we thank them for us. And they are to glorify the Father.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They really are. So God is telling us. So we got to get radical in this hour.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
stand up and be who God is calling you to be.
Yeah.
And stop and putting our mouths on the people who are really out there pressing and pushing to be in position and in a posture to be ready for the outcome. Because even before we come out of it victorious, we in it victorious.
Yeah.
Because we're not running to victory, we're running from victory. Mm-hmm. And we have to know that. So to God be the glory.
Yes. Good morning, Joshua John Fitch.
Good morning,
you.
Mighty man of God.
I love your testimony about you and your wife. They got robbed, but Holy Spirit protected them. Wow.
To God be the glory. And I thank God because Joshua will be all over the country.
Yeah, carrying
the
cross.
Nation. And for him to tune in to the Mornings at the Mansion show with two little country twins, that's one Hispanic and one chocolate. Yes. We just thank God for that. Yes. We love you, mighty man, and your wife and your ministry and family and just all
mighty
that you have. It's such an encouragement. Yes. So thank you so much. But God is good. And, you know, we got to get up, you know, even though the war is not flesh and blood, you know, it's not. But, you know, you got to get your warrior status on in this hour and stand up for what the word says.
Yes.
You know, and let's not lay down and let the virus crunch us. Let's stand up and cover God's people. You know, we can do that even in just prayer.
Yeah.
You know, so
just
I just
put on the armor of God.
Bam.
Boom.
If you don't know how to do it, go to Ephesians 6 and 11. And it'll tell you how to gird up, how to put the helmet of salvation. It'll tell you everything, right, Laura, how to armor up. But we just thank God for each and every one of you for tuning in, and especially today our studio audience who always bring the thunder, who be caught, come in the house. Because from what I'm told, it's different when you're in the audience than when you are watching live. But we thank you for tuning in. But sometimes just come into the house.
Tomorrow night I'm on Amanda.
Good morning,
traveling.
Beautiful.
She got blessed with the RV and she's traveling and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
To God be the glory. What? Yes. Amanda. God is so good. Yes. So see, you got to be radical. And it may not make sense to the people. But as long as you and God right here, that's all that matters. And he will continue to open doors. And he said that he will open up the windows of heaven. He didn't even say a window. Well, yes, he did. He said, I will open up a window. Not a whole bunch, but with one to pour you out a blessing that you won't even have enough room to receive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be in a position when my window opens, I got to see it. I can't get distracted by no corona. I'm serious.
Amen.
I got to be seeing what God's talking about.
Amen.
Because when we get in that posture, we already have a defeated heart.
Yes.
We're defeated and we be like, well, God, that's not for me. Okay, well, everything that God says for me is for me. So to God be the glory. Amanda says she's still here in Fort Worth.
Praise God. Probably divine appointment.
Yes, and Amanda, the next time you in Fort Worth, roll on over here to the mansion on Park Road.
Yeah,
you have been here before.
Girl.
And come hang out with us. Yes, right, Laura?
Yes.
So we just want to say thank you for tuning in today to our Mornings at the Mansion show. We're so excited about what God is excited about.
Yes.
Yes, so make sure that you guys, if you have a Roku TV or a Roku stick, that you guys pull up our channel, streaming channel called Queendom Talk. And when you pull it up, you're going to see a logo that looks just like this. Queendom Talk. That's his beautiful crown.
Queendom Talk.
Yes. And you can tune in to our previous shows that we had such an amazing time when we were taping at Bronson Media with Sherry Bronson, who is the woman that pushed us into this new dimension.
Yes.
And now that she's doing something that God's calling her to do differently, she just gave us her wings and coastline, and we are in a new dimension, and we thank God. And this dimension is so powerful, so we all got to be ready for this one. Yeah, because we lined up with the heavy hitters in this season, in the kingdom. And I just thank God for trusting us to be able to, you know, walk it out.
Because
he know he going to get the glory.
Because
I look over there at my Wells Fargo account, he told me yesterday they couldn't even take me to the box. I'm like, this one I'm talking about. That's what it's on. We can't take your money right now. I'm like, what? Huh? Oh, that's okay. I know how to tap into the kingdom and didn't miss a beat. Okay?
Yes.
So we just have to be mindful of that we are in this world, but we are not of this world. Amen? And it is our
kingdom
for your obedience. I can't thank you enough. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, Miss Brenda, thank you for coming. That just blessed my soul today.